From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, November 15th. Coming up, many college students lack prior experience dealing with leasing companies. That puts them at risk of being taken advantage of. We'll learn how they can avoid common pitfalls when signing a lease. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Some Chicago police officers would get better pension benefits under a bill passed by state lawmakers last week if it's signed by the governor. Alex Degman reports.
Officers hired before 2011 have Tier 1 pension plans and can retire when they're 55. They also get an annual 3% cost of living increase. Tier 2 employees hired in 2011 or later get 1.5% raises every year and can't retire until they're 60. Democratic State Senator Rob Martwick's bill gives all Tier 2 employees the better pension benefits.
This administration under Mayor Johnson has recognized the importance of protecting and preserving these retirement benefits for our valued police officers.
A senior mayoral advisor told the Sun-Times the increased benefits would likely cost the city $60 million next year. I'm Alex Degman.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin says the Supreme Court's newly announced ethics code falls short of what the standard should be. The Illinois Democrat said on the Senate floor he's troubled by the court's statement that, for the most part, the code contains established practices.
That's a problem, because the court's previous practices were plainly inadequate. The court's new code of conduct does not appear to contain any meaningful enforcement mechanism to hold justices accountable for any violations of the code.
Durbin says the code is a step in the right direction after a months-long battle over justices failing to report big gifts and trips. Durbin says he's still reviewing the details of the policy. Bradley University students and faculty on Tuesday morning protested the administration's recommendations for program cuts as they seek to close a $13 million operational deficit. Oscar Gillespie is a printmaking and drawing professor at Bradley. Printmaking is one of 17 programs listed for discontinuation.
I've been here 38 years, so through a lot of ups and downs and with a lot of students, a lot of classes, and I'm not ready to go yet. I'm still healthy and I like doing what I do.
Many faculty attended the protest with students but declined to speak on record about their attendance. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team will host the St. Peter's Peacocks on Wednesday at 11 a.m. The number 23 overall Illini are 1-1 after losing by 4 points to Marquette last Saturday. This will be the Illini women's annual field trip day, with admission being free to all. The game will be available to stream on Big Ten Plus. Still to come, we'll learn how college students can avoid common pitfalls when signing a lease. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The heroes of Royal Flying Doctor Service return to confront their most high-stakes trials yet in Season 2. This series is based on real-life events and it's set in the Australian Outback. It's an action-packed drama full of incredible heroism and bravery. Friends of WILL can stream the Royal Flying Doctor Service Season 2 beginning November 23rd, ahead of its scheduled television debut. Find out how you can enjoy early access to some of PBS's most captivating shows by visiting will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Tens of thousands of college students choose to live in privately owned apartments or houses in Champaign-Urbana, near the University of Illinois campus. This is the time of year that many students sign leases for their living situation for next school year. And for many, this may be their first time navigating the process. There are many potential pitfalls that can lead to difficult situations for students and also resources available to help. To learn more, I'm joined by Illinois Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton. Alyssa, could you tell me what housing looks like for U of I students?
Absolutely. Students have to spend a minimum of 1 year in either university housing or private certified housing, which is basically a dorm-style living situation, and it is considered on-campus living. Most students will do this their freshman year, so by their sophomore year, a lot of students will be living in either apartments or houses that are privately owned and are considered off-campus. A lot of students who anticipate living in off-campus housing will sign with a leasing company 10 to 11 months before they move in. So there's definitely a sense of urgency to sign around this time of year, because those spots will fill up really quickly, especially in desirable locations. So essentially, you have students who are as young as 18 years old who have to figure out who they are living with, where they are living, almost an entire year before they move in. So what I've learned is that a lot of these leasing companies will use this as an opportunity to treat their tenants unfairly and even use gimmicky or questionable business practices.
Well, what are some examples of that?
I think what happened at JSM Living last month is one example. They're a major leasing company that caters to students. On the first day they opened up their properties for new tenants, they required people to physically go into their office and sign, in person. Long story short, a really long line formed in front of their leasing office on Green Street, and people started to mob in front, which created a safety hazard. The police actually ended up having to tell everyone to go home, and afterwards, JSM issued an apology statement for what happened and switched their signing process to an online queue. I spoke with U of I's Director of Off-Campus Community Living, Dana DeCare. She says when companies like JSM require people to sign in person, they have to sign quickly, and that makes it hard for people to make an informed decision.
I feel like all landlords should really want informed consumers, and they should give them time so that they understand that a lease is a legally binding contract that can't be broken.
DeCare says that this is a pretty common business practice among leasing companies. She says that many students have been told that they only have 24 hours to sign a lease before it gets terminated. That's rarely enough time to tour an apartment or fully understand everything that's stated in the agreement.
Alyssa, you mentioned earlier that students can be treated unfairly by landlords and leasing companies. Can you be more specific?
Absolutely. I went to a housing fair at the Union last week, and I talked to a few students. They told me about issues that they have had with maintenance requests, contracts being broken without notice, and other issues. Just a heads up, it was kind of noisy at the event.
The maintenance request was definitely a thing. They would take a while. I did have a maintenance request in there for like over a month. It did not get answered.
They like wouldn't show us the apartment properly. We didn't get proper pictures of the entire apartment. We didn't know what we were getting into.
So I got a group together. We signed a lease in like October. Everything was smooth sailing up until June of the following year. And then out of the blue, we just got an email saying that they had cut our lease. They didn't give a reason.
That was U of I sophomore Tiara Vickers, junior Kanja Zuberi, and sophomore Ayush Desai. I think a lot of what they have to say is unfortunately very common for college students who are living in apartments. I asked Dana DeCare if she thinks that landlords near college campuses capitalize on the fact that their consumers are students and don't know their rights. She confirmed a lot of what I heard from the students at the housing fair.
There definitely are landlords in this town that don't show students where they're living, that can't guarantee roommates, then when they run into issues where they don't have hot water or heat, do not handle it quickly or ignore it. And I think it's because they know that students don't know what their resources are.
Alyssa, what are some resources for people who are facing issues with their leasing companies or their landlords?
So for U of I students, I'd say the best place to go would be the Dean of Students' Office at 6th and John. They have off-campus community living people, and they deal with these kinds of issues a lot. They can even get involved to solve problems if needed. They can also review leases and walk students through the process of signing, because it's not easy, especially if you're doing it for the first time. If you're not a U of I student, there's the Champaign County Tenant Union. They offer a lot of similar resources.
That is good to know. Alyssa Eaton is a reporter with Illinois Student Newsroom. Thanks, Alyssa, for your reporting.
Thank you.
I'm Kimberly Schofield from IPM News. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 65 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Charlie Schlenker, Tim Shelley, Colin Highslope, and Alyssa Eaton. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.